So apparently I'm in America. I just turned a corner in my local supermarket and I found the American section, which is just scary. And it's full of sugar, apparently. We have Butterfingers, Nerds, Gobstoppers, Warheads, some fucking giant marshmallow. Seriously, why would you need a marshmallow that big? We have limited edition Ghostbusters Twinkies, golden sponge cake with artificially flavored key lime creamy filling. Artificially flavored. Yummy. Banana drinkies, which I'm actually quite tempted by, but they're 4.13 for 10. Okay, that's in the ingredients. Okay, let's not take a look at the ingredients because it's scary as fuck. Flour, water, these are good things. Glucose, that's sugar. Sugar, which is sugar. Glucose fructose syrup, that's sugar. So that's three types of sugar. But they are banana. And then we have the original. It's got a little Twinkie in a cowboy hat. Ooh, it's kind of adorable. Ah, and it doesn't say artificially flavoured. But these are £5. £5.50, in fact. That would be insane to spend £5 on that. Right? I am, however, buying Kraft macaroni and cheese because apparently I've heard tons about it. I've got to admit. Cheesy pasta out of a box. I'm not sold on it, but I will give it a shot. And I'm thinking, do you want to try anything else from America? Although I've been informed that we did have lime flavored Twinkies in America by someone American. Everything's got peanut butter in it. What is your obsession with peanut butter? Okay. Pretzel M&M? What, so it's just got pretzel inside? That's... why? I think that's my question with most of these things, like peanut butter M&Ms. Why? Milk pretzel, white fudge. I could get some Lucky Charms. You know what? We'll get a pot of Lucky Charms. It's like one of those travel pots. Okay. That's £1.50 for a bowl of cereal. People are looking at me funny because I'm recording myself. And s'mores. How do you pronounce that? S'mores? I don't know. Pop-Tarts. And it's... what is it? I know it should be like chocolate and marshmallow. Oh, apparently it's a toaster pastry with artificial cake style flavor filling. Well, that's fucking delicious. I guess I could always offload them onto my brother if they're really that bad. Let's see what we've got. Hot fudge sundae or s'mores. How do you say that? That's basically, and I can read the instructions in Spanish because I can't find them in English. Back up. You can put Pop-Tarts in the microwave. What the fuck? Okay, you know what? I'm gonna do it. Ooh, and I also got Cheetos because I've heard about those too. And I just crushed the bag, so I'm just gonna replace that. It was a, okay, seriously, what the fuck is this? Jack Link's Beef Snack Original. Seriously? That is... that's just so weird. It's It looks... You know what? Fuck it. I'll get that as well. And, yeah. Snapple! Oh, I love Snapple. Pink lemonade Snapple. Come to me. Yeah. Okay. I'm done. And I will record my American epic. I'm off to get some proper food. And what does come under the heading of proper food? You don't want to know. Okay, let's get some English sweets to go with the American. I know. Ooh, Whispers. Whispers are made by Cadbury's and they are gorgeous. They went away for a while, but they came back. And I have never, ooh, should I get the little bits or the bars? See, if I get the bits, I can give myself like a type of reward system, which is sort of awesome. So we'll get the little bits. What else is really English? Not those. Eating those would kill me. Ooh, fancy ass chocolate. Coconut. I love chocolate and coconut. Also, chocolate with salt. But that's not really English, is it? To be honest, a lot of these sweets are European. And a lot of them are quite scary. And fuck, minions get everywhere. We're being invaded. Ooh, Lindor. That's sort of English. Well, I'm sort of English. I'm half Spanish, so I could definitely get away with Lindor. No, I should find something really English for comparison. Okay, so we've got Whisper and Green and Blacks. That's organic fancy chocolate. And we will get milk chocolate, no. Milk chocolate, no. With roasted almonds, we'll get that. Now, we've got the rather dubious meat snack, which I'm not looking forward to, so I'm gonna head off to the fresh section and get me a pepperami, which is a meat snack, but it's one that doesn't fill me full of trepidation. And we'll get both the spicy and the normal. I'm so classy. Ooh, what's this? Hungarian spicy snack salami. Nah. All right, I think that's the end of this because people are looking at me like I'm an utter weirdo. Okay, so this is part one of my American food odyssey. Odyssey? Odyssey. Whatever.